The Lord be with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and Pastor Jeremy Luckey. Welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary this morning, as well as those probably out in the parking lot. We've got communion ready for you out in the parking lot. Hopefully we're making that connection right now with our ushers and elders. And then also welcome to those who are tuning in online. We've got a good sized group online watching us. Welcome to church this morning here at Peace. When you were growing up, was there a special way that your parents communicated to you that you were in trouble? Did they say your name differently? Like, sometimes in our household, you might say the entire name of the child. I'm not going to pick on any one of our three, but you say even their middle name. That's like, man, when you hear that, you're in really big time trouble. Or it might have been the tone of voice that your parents used. Or it might be a nickname that they use. They might switch to that nickname when you do something wrong. They bring that up. Well, the good news is what we want to take away here at Peace Lutheran Church is God never does that. It's a little subtle thing in the Bible, but when God is addressing someone, it is with tender love, mercy, and compassion when he uses that person's name. Today is just this little reading from Luke chapter 10 that I'm going to address here in my message. Jesus has some words to a very specific person, and he doubles her name, Martha, Martha. When you see a doubling of a name in the Bible, it's never meant for judgment or punishment, but it's a tender, tender connection that's being spoken. And so know that today God says the same thing to each one of you. By the body and blood of Jesus given to you, it's not a statement of judgment or punishment, but God is saying, I tenderly love you. And he mentions your name today as you receive the gifts that Jesus has to offer. This morning, before we begin our worship, we do have some announcements to share. And that there, I would just draw your attention to the calendar and the newsletter, even the announcements here. We got a lot of big things right around the corner here at our church. Some exciting things. First off, this Tuesday, July 19th, is the funeral for Fran Winstead. That is at 11 a.m. with a lunch reception to follow on Fran's behalf. That's this Tuesday, July 19th. I am going to be away then, July 21st through the 25th. Alicia and I were headed down to San Jose, California. I'm officiating a wedding, and we'll be back that Monday, July 25th. The next thing to note is that the baseball event where we're going Peace's night at the Corvallis Knights, that's, I got it wrong last time, that is July 26th, Tuesday, July 26th, and what I should share with everyone is all the tickets are taken. We got 30 tickets, they got snapped up just like that. If you do want to attend, you can buy tickets right at the front gate. I will have your ticket if you contacted me. I'll be out in front of the gate at about 6:15 to about 6:35. Game time's at 6:35. That's when that connection will happen. So that's Tuesday, July 26th. The next thing to note is that August 4th, which is a Wednesday, John Cowens is going to be here. We've had a great dialogue with John Cowens. He is the NASA ambassador for the state of Oregon. There's only two of them. He's one of them. And he is going to address the most recent pictures of the James Webb Telescope of the galaxy and universe. That's pretty amazing. And so we're expecting a good-sized crowd for that event. His presentation is about a half hour, and then we're going to go out on the patio for some... There may be pie here. Let's just say that. So there will be pie. There will be pie. And other goodies Wednesday, August 4th. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. Welcome again. Today is a communion service. Communion can be received in a couple of ways. One is by taking communion from your pew with the communion packages that have been set out on the table here. If you took one, we'll commune you first during the distribution. Or you can commune by coming forward to the rail and receiving the individual cup and the host, as we normally do here at Peace. Just wait for the ushers to come your way to invite you forward. If they miss you, they may miss you. It's hard to kind of do this with different people doing different things. Just come forward and find your place at the rail. That's okay as well.